This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
I don't know if it behooves me to get into Candygate.
It doesn't.
I don't think it does either.
Yeah, so. Let's just maybe.
No, I'm going to mention it. Because I feel like that it's double standards. Marriage has double standards.
Can I just do an impression of you yesterday?
I'd rather you didn't.
Fair.
Go ahead. You're going to do it anyway. Okay. But I'd rather you.
Okay, here's how it went. All right, but I'm walking in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
I'm going to stand up for this one.
She's going to act it out.
So, I'm telling you what, Jamie, women are ridiculous. They're ridiculous. They will fight about anything. That was it.
That is not
accurate. I went like this. I went, okay, see you later.
She is so far off base. That is not accurate. What I said was, I didn't say they'll fight about anything. I said they'll fight about everything. So you were wrong.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything. I said everything.
He did say everything. He did.
Let me explain Candygate to you, okay? So, Lent. You know, that was, what, a few weeks ago, right?
Yep.
You got to give something up. Well, my son, he's 7, a little frog, like he did this on his own, he gave up candy. Let's start with that.
You're right.
Okay? But I'm supposed to believe that he came to mom and said, I'm giving up candy. Not a snowball's chance in hell. And I hate to use the word hell with Lent.
You're right. That seems bad.
So he's giving up candy. Uh-huh. Huh? So, no candy. I'm ordered. Do not buy candy.
Right. Jesus will be mad.
Well, a week and a half ago, they went on vacation. They go down to Cancun at a all-inclusive, right? Well, it just so happens at the all-inclusive, you know, you get all the food for free, right?
Right.
So, they get back from vacation, and Frog tells me, he goes, hey, Dad, I had candy.
Oh!
I said, what? I had candy. I said, where'd you get candy? He said, down at the resort, they had an ice cream stand. And when you go to the ice cream stand, mom didn't know this, but you could take and you can put gummies and candy on top of your ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Hold it up, baby. Yeah.
I said, really? Really? I said, if mom didn't know, well, she kind of knew. She did know, but she acts like she didn't know. And I said, what
the hell's
going
on? So they were both lying to each other.
Yeah. So, like, she saw the gummy bears on top of his ice cream and just
looked
past it.
She's like, man, we're on vacation.
Yeah, vacation doesn't count.
Now, because I'm such a intelligent husband, okay, I did not bring this up.
All right.
I didn't say a word.
Good call. Good call.
I did not, because I'm very intelligent. I've been around, man. Okay. So I didn't say anything. So we get in the car on Sunday, and we're going somewhere, Lisa and I. And she says, oh, by the way, because I mentioned I'm going to the grocery store after drops me off to get my car. I said, I'm going, don't you buy any candy, whatever. Remember, he gave it up for Lent. Now, not a word has been said. Okay?
And you have this knowledge in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I slowly turned my head toward her. I said, oh, really?
Locked and loaded.
Really? Does vacation count? What do you mean?
Right?
What do you mean vacation count? I said, Wasn't there a candy bar at the ice cream shop that you could throw all the gummies and candy and M&Ms and everything on top of your ice cream? When you're on vacation, it doesn't count.
That's right. Vacation. Everything goes out the window. All the rules go out the window.
It says it right in the Bible. Yeah, it does.
Vacation doesn't count.
I named it Candygate. Actually, Jamie named it Candygate yesterday when we were walking in the park. I should go, uh-oh, Candygate. So that's where we left it. As she put me out of the car, then I had to walk the rest of the way to get my car because it didn't go over well.
And he's like, I don't get it. Oh, I'm not supposed to buy him candy. I have to be the bad guy. I can't buy any candy. Oh, but they had a week full of candy. And he was just screaming. He's like, and she makes it my fault. I wasn't even going to buy any candy, but she thinks I was going to buy candy. And I'm like, literally like, this guy is going to have a heart attack out here.
I was going off. I was going off. That's exactly the way it went. And here's what gets me. She tells me, as right before she put me out on the side of the road, she said, yeah, but we've started back again.
Yeah.
On Lent. I said, no. Jesus did not leave the garden and go have an ice cream with candy and then come back to the garden 40 days, 40 nights. You can't do that. Right? You cannot change the rules in the Bible. Who the hell do you think you are?
She probably had some whiteout.
You can supersede Jesus. You gotta admit, I got a good argument here, bro. Yeah. You gotta admit.
But I do, I mean, I know this has been going on for a while, though. She does blame you a lot for candy, and I don't feel like it's you. I actually
Thank you.
I don't know why she hates you so much about the candy when I don't feel like it's you a lot. I don't know.
There was that gumball machine, though.
It's not me. That wasn't me, though. I never bought any gumballs that went into that.
And you had to have money.
Yeah. But I will say this. There's a lot of women that listen to our show.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You ladies, you're impossible. All of you. Just want to make sure you hear that.
Well,
but I love it. Jamie screams out, Candygate. Oh, my God.
Well, I will say there, and I've brought this up before. I don't know what it is about us, but sometimes, you just get under our skin and we just want to fight with you. And we just want to make everything your fault. Like candy.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, at no point in this whole conversation have I done anything wrong. But I'm the one that gets put out on the side of the road to walk to my car. And I did nothing. They went on vacation. They had 7 days. I stayed here and worked. They had candy. They got busted. And I'm the one that has to walk to get my car.
You know, and
I don't get it.
Not to take up for you men, but it must be very confusing.
There's a lot of mixed signals going on.
You don't know. I mean, here I think I've got the trump card, baby.
Right.
I'm about to put down that I know about the candy down in vacation.
Gosh.
I know.
Right.
You're busted. Next thing you know, cart pulls over and I got to get out.
It's called marriage.
Get out. You can walk the rest of the way. What? Get out. You can walk the rest of the way. I'm not taking you. And I did. I walked it.
I think that's why you guys are just so odd to deal with, because you're just always on pins and needles. Like, I don't want to say anything wrong.
And they ask why we drink. Right, Carson?
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh man.
Right, Carson? Wow. No, he hears me. He knows.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.